This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one, this one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot, psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, he be gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut bitch camera off, real shit, blast it.
I had to give you up, it's only been a
frustration, baby, you got to breathe. Take a lot more than you to get rid of me. You see, I do what they can't do. I just do me. Ain't no stress when it comes to stage. Get what you see. Meet me in the lab, pen and pad. Don't believe. 16's mine. Create my own lines. Love for my wordplay. That's hard to find. Sophomore, I ain't scared. One of a kind. All I do is contemplate ways to make your fans mine. Eyes bloodshot, stress and chills up your spine. Sick to your stomach, wishing I wrote your rhyme.
To give you my, it's only been a year. Now I got my foot through the door, and I ain't going nowhere. It took a while to get me, and I'm gonna take my time. Don't let that bullshit in your ear. Now let me blow your mind.
Let your bones crack, your back pop. I can't stop. Excitement, block shots from your stash box. Fuck it. Thugged out, I respect the cash route. Lockdown, blast this sex while I mash out. Yeah, nigga, mash out. D-R-E, backtrack, think back. E-V-E, do you like that? Ew, you got to, I know you. Had you in the trance, first glance from the flow too. Don't believe I'll show you, take you with me. Turn you on, tension gone, give you relief. Put your trust in the born winner, listen to me. Damn, she much thinner, no, now I'm complete. Still stallion, brick house, pile it on. Ride or die, bitch, double law, can't strong. Beware, cause I crush anything I land on. Me here, ain't no mistake, nigga, it was planned on.
I had to give you my, it's only been a year.
Enjoying that little bit of Eve there, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Welcome to Access All Areas. That is me, Stephen Lang, and not Lizzie Cundy today, because we have a special, very special guest presenter in with me this evening, Amel.
Hello, hello.
No, it just says Amel.
Yeah,
on your
it's because most people can't say the surname. Yeah, so even though I've got a different surname because I'm married now, but I still use my Barabba.
Barabba. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that hard.
Yeah, people are like Barabba, Barabba, Barabba. I'm like, just forget it. Just call me Amel. Yeah,
you're like Kylie, Madonna.
Yeah,
Amel.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, just put me up there with them guys.
So most people know you initially from your time with the Sugar Babes.
Yes, that is correct.
But that was quite a long time ago now.
It was. Yeah.
What have you been up to since?
I've had a baby. I've got married.
Congratulations, congratulations.
Thank you. Amazing. She's a real cutie. She's a keeper.
Be a real bitch if she wasn't.
Yeah. And apart from that, like, just working lots. And I've just, I did, I've just started the tour for Club Tropicana.
Yeah,
the
which
musical.
Looks amazing. So you're doing, touring around the country with Joe McElderry.
Yep.
How has it been?
It has been amazing. Like the, because initially, because I'm, you know, I have caught a lot of words, a hell of a lot. So it's different from a different world. I was like, oh my God, hell am I going to learn this?
Yeah, I bet.
How's it going to stay in the head? But somehow it's happened. And we've, yeah, Joe is absolutely amazing. He's a lot of fun. Kate Robbins as well. She is absolutely hilarious. And just all of the cast, just, I think I've just got a really lucky cast, to be honest.
Yeah, because like, it's not always the way, is
no,
it?
No, I've heard and they've told me. And they're like, you know, we're just very lucky. Everyone's really genuinely nice and very supportive. And yeah, and I think, you know, because Club Tropicana is a comedy, it's just such a funny, every time you perform it is so funny. I can't make eye contact with certain people at certain points because I just crack up laughing,
which you cannot do on stage.
Exactly.
No corpsing. So, so you've been all around the country and you've got plenty more dates to go. You must be knackered.
Do you know what, I was a bit knackered, yeah. But I've had a week off, so I feel absolutely amazing.
Even with a little baby?
Yeah, I just get back, because they've been travelling with me as well. Like, we start quite late as well, so I have all of my days with them. I'm only gone for like 3.5 hours, do the show, come back.
Yeah.
She tends to come to the theatre with me as well, so it feels like she's always there anyway, to be honest. But
That's
I go
to
mama mode. Yeah, as soon as I finish, I'm into mama mode, straight in, nap time, bedtimes, yeah.
So you're not out partying with the crew afterwards?
No, do you know what? They've been partying a few times. And I actually said, I was like, I have to go out with you at least once because soon you're going to think I'm a bit of a weirdo. They went bowling the other day and I was like, I'm too tired. I'm sorry. I've got to go back. So, yeah, I've got a due for a little party soon. But, yeah, no, I have. They've been out a few times and no, to be 100% honest, I haven't been.
Okay, fair enough. I can understand that. What was it like all those years ago doing the Sugar Babes? Because it kind of all ended... Well, has it ended? This is a question we can confirm as we speak. In, what was it, 2011?
Yeah.
2010?
Yeah, I think, the end of 2010.
Like, what was it like being in a girl band and doing all of that thing?
Like, it was absolutely amazing. Very surreal for the first, like... 8 months a year for me, because I already knew the girls, so it was just a weird feeling of them just talking to me normally. I'm like, girl, this is crazy, am I in a dream right now? So it felt very like I was in a dream world, and because I had so much stuff to remember and learn, and right, you're in a tour next month, you have to learn 30 songs and all these dance moves, so it was a bit of a whirlwind. I have kind of no memory of that part of the
really?
Yeah, because I had so much information I had to digest, and just the pressure of it, and then like people were like, oh, Mutia's better than you, or you know, oh mate, why?
So that was the thing, you came in when Mutia left.
Yes, yeah.
And that meant that Keisha was the only then original member.
Yeah.
That caught, you know, there has been many reports about what exactly happened over the years. What can you say about it that time?
And she wanted to go. It's as simple as that. Yeah, because there was so many stories, and we're like, it was actually the most boring story out of all of them. That's what it tends to be.
Yeah, Mutia said she just wanted to be with her daughter, and that was kind of
She's been working for so many years, like always on tour, working out. Little arse off, and she, I don't know, she just wanted a bit of a break. She's got a daughter, and she left happily, and like on my first TV she came to wish me luck, give me a little kiss in the cheek.
That's,
you know,
really
say
nice.
Telling me what to expect and stuff like that. So it was nothing like how it was portrayed, basically.
but then it maybe did get a bit more complicated when Keisha left, and that kind of facilitated then the end of what we know of the Sugar Babes.
Yeah, it got a little bit messy, didn't it? Like, because it wasn't left on the best of terms either. So I can't lie to you, you know, in the eye. So that was a bit more of a funny, harder transition, I'd say, because it wasn't left on, oh, I'm ready to leave now, you know. So, but we still had fun. Jade was absolutely amazing. I'm just sorry that she didn't get to experience a longer
bit
period,
more. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
she was just getting into it.
And what's the deal with the Sugar Babes now? Are they now Mutia Keisha Siobhan? What's happened to the Sugar Babes name? There's loads of rumours.
Yeah, there is loads. She hasn't got the name, I know that.
So who's she?
Keisha, yeah. Right, she doesn't have the name, yeah, because we have it still. There's so many talks. I think I've heard this year, next year... Because we did, you know, we did well in Europe as well. We have a lot of they keep coming back that they want us to reform and do one last tour, basically. Mm-hmm. So we're already, we've been discussing that. So yeah.
This is you as the Sugar Babes, not Mucha Keisha Shavoy.
No, no,
yeah. Okay, fine.
MKS. No, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so there's still talks about it. Yeah, and when anything happens, then, yeah, we'll say it.
You'd be up for it, though.
I think it'll be like, you know, it's a... to say goodbye, really, I'd say. And mm-hmm. then there's so many different scenarios, like... after we do a tour, then we maybe do a TV show to pick a new bunch of Sugar Babes, you know? Like, there's been so many things in the end. Like, I don't mind. Like, I don't mind.
The
I don't
next
wanna...
generation.
Yeah, here we
Sugar
go.
Babes little, 2.0.
Yeah, mini me's. But yeah, like, it would be nice to say like a proper goodbye because it was just very sudden. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that I, you know.
A craving to
yeah,
do.
Where mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, I got to do it, man.
Yeah. Well, because you've got your own life now. Like you said, you're touring, you're doing all your bits and bobs.
Yeah, so. And I'm genuinely happy. But as an outsider's perspective, it would have been nice to be able to put a full stop at the end of the sentence.
It bugs
me a little
opened.
Bit. Yeah.
It's still open. And you're still obviously really into singing.
Yes, I am, yes.
What about any solo stuff? I know you did a song with Tinchy Strider, didn't you?
I did,
you?
Yeah, many years ago. I still write. I wrote for quite a few people. And then when I got pregnant, I was like, do you know what? I'm tired. And baby brain is real, literally. It is real. And it lasts about a year after. I'm still suffering now, people. So I kind of just took a step back and focused on some other businesses me and my husband have. And gone into like business mode. But it's something that I think about quite regularly. It pops into my head because I write a lot, but maybe.
And
but I probably
like
just slide
on stage,
it out,
right? Like,
I do. I love it. Like, I love it for the actual love of music and love of singing and entertainment. I like seeing smiles on people's faces or moving them in some kind of way.
Yeah, of course.
Not physically moving them, just moving them. And it would be something that I would like to do, but I'd probably just kind of slide it in there without too much attention around it and just see how it does.
Okay,
I'm not someone who, yeah. Check out my single, guys.
Got
it's
it.
Out tomorrow.
Got it.
Yeah, just if they like this song, then that'll be great.
And who of the girls are you still in touch with, if at all?
Heidi, yeah, really. The kiddies have met each other.
Oh,
her little
cute.
Aurelia and my Amira. Absolutely adorable. And I'm pretty sure she's going to come to the show as well. I'm just deciding. I think Wimbledon, because she lives quite close, or Liverpool, her whole family. And see it, because it's definitely right up her alley.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
It's just too funny. Like, that's the thing. You'll leave with your cheeks aching.
What about Keisha? Because, like you said, it didn't necessarily leave on the best terms. How are you now? Do you still speak?
I met her about 18 months ago.
Or just the two of you? Or just
two of us, my husband and her then boyfriend. I think they're still together, actually. I don't know. Her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. For a little chat. And I didn't really know what to expect. But it was a really nice conversation, to be honest. We brought up some old times and were like, you know, my bad.
Who,
sorry.
You or her? Both?
Both, yeah. I'd say both, yeah. She did a couple of things, where she brought up. I was like, I really appreciate you bringing that up and saying that. Like, takes some guts. But, and then we're just talking about the band, stuff like that, and possibly cinema, which is quite random.
Cinema?
Going to the cinema together.
Oh, okay. But it hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't. And then we kind of, not really kept in contact.
Okay. So friendly, but not...
Friendly. If I saw her, I'd be like, how are you doing? Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes, I don't know, when things happen, you can't 100% put them back together again, if you know what I mean.
Got it.
Similar, but it's just not the same.
And also, I think people forget that being in a band is a job as well. And you're not always going to get on with the people you're in a job with all the time and always keep in touch with them afterwards.
Yeah.
It's the same that's happened with Girls Aloud, actually, isn't it? There's a lot of talk about how... Cheryl, Nicola and Kimberly are really good friends.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Because you can't gel like 100% with every single person you ever meet. Like, there tends to be one or two, depending on what the dynamics are. But I've always been really close with Heidi and I always will. Like, she's someone who gets me as a person. Like, and then Keisha was very close with, and then it just got a little bit funny towards the end. And then that's what I mean about not being the same again.
Got it.
But I love her. She's a beautiful person and very talented, and I want her to be happy. Like, I genuinely do.
And everyone just grows up, I guess, in the end and moves on. Right?
Yeah, exactly. You have to.
Yeah,
otherwise, you just be a lonely, bitter person in the corner.
Bit of bitch. Nobody likes a bit of bitch.
Yeah, and you just Yeah, live your life, be happy.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I could honestly speak, I'm a massive pop music nut, so I could talk to you about it all evening. And we will talk about it a little bit more at the end of the show. But we do have some other guests to get through. We have Leah Holly from Shipwrecked, which I think just finished, actually, didn't it?
Yeah.
And Lauren Halil, who is on tour with Peter Andre at the minute. So let's play a little song. And let's play a little bit of Calvin Harris and Duo. I believe this one, like, single of the year.
Oh, I like that one, yeah.
Time. Yeah, let's play a bit of that and then get our first guest in.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Fubar Radio, and Durex have invited us down today to talk all about lube. I'm joined by Hannah and Shadira, and they found out that over 50% of men don't even recognise when you're in pain during sex.
You've got to be aware of the power that you hold in the situation and know that you have a responsibility to ensure that the person that you're having sex with feels comfortable enough to say to you, can we change this? Or else your ego is allowing you to believe that the person's enjoying it without you actually asking them if they're enjoying it.
Yeah, just check in with your buddy. Why couldn't we say, oh, it's a bit dry down there, but medically, not my fault, not your fault.
For more information, go to fubarradio.com.
We have our first guest. Well, technically, Amel, you are the first guest.
prefer co-host.
Co-host slash guest. The very gorgeous Lauren Halil. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You are you are on tour.
I am.
With the one and only Peter Andre.
Yes.
Please explain what that is like.
Well, this is my first tour.
Okay.
So it's just like the first week, I've done about 4 shows so far.
Okay.
So it's just for me, it's getting into the swing of things and how everything is. It's really tiring, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What are the crowds like?
The crowds are really good.
Are they?
Yeah, there's always that little part of you that's thinking, okay, are they going to like me? Are they going to like what I'm singing? I'm not Peter Andre. But like, no, they are really nice.
Yeah, I guess you're a support act.
Yes.
So did you ever do support act stuff?
We did. Well, not support, we did for Take That when they had their first big reunion. But
is it a similar thing? You're a bit like, well, people maybe haven't come here to see.
Yeah, because they're there for them. You feel like it, and there's loads of women, just crowds of women.
they're
staying for Peter Andre. Yeah, but then they love it because they're just there for the, like, great music, and like obviously they must love you as well. Like,
yeah,
and she's absolutely stunning.
I hope so.
Very talented.
So how did it come about, you doing this?
Well, they found my social media.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
So, and then they got in contact with my manager.
And you've been singing for a long time?
I've been singing since I was about 12.
Okay. Yeah. And you've done, your bio says that you've done some theatre.
I have done some theatre. Yeah.
So what is it, how is it different?
Well, I feel like touring as myself is much harder because when you're being a character, you are being that character. So when you have to portray yourself, I feel like it's harder.
Yeah. That's something you're finding.
That's very true, actually. Yeah, I agree.
You have the character to hide behind.
Yeah, like, so I'm you're just playing Lauren, this I'm, person. Yeah.
But you've obviously had quite a bit of experience because you were on Britain's Got Talent as well. So, you know, you've fit quite a lot in.
Yeah.
So what's that like?
Well, okay, for Britain's Got Talent, I was dancing.
Okay.
So with dancing, I'm really confident. That's something I'll do anywhere, anytime. That's fine. But singing, that was something I really struggled with, actually.
Okay.
Like,
really?
singing to people, I find it really hard. Like, even if it was like college, I wouldn't be able to stand up and sing in front of everyone, which is really weird because I'll sing on tour, but.
Yeah, well, are you going into like a different mindset? What's the deal there?
I actually don't know what it is. I feel like it's because you have a personal relationship with these people. Like, I know the people who would be in my college, so I find it a bit more scary if I have to sing in front of them. But a group of people I don't know. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I can understand.
It's quite a personal
that.
Thing, yeah, isn't yeah. it? You're standing there looking at them, and it's just yourself and your voice.
Yeah. So my day job, I'm a magazine journalist, and what we once had the winner of The Voice come round into the office. It was like 2 or 3 days after he'd won. It was a guy called Steve, and he. Oh, Steve from The Voice has come and sing for everyone, and we all basically went up to the work canteen and watched him sing there, and he was like, this is actually more terrifying than doing the final, because you're all really close and you're all just staring at me, and I know you're all journalists and you probably you've all got a strong opinion on what I'm about, so I can totally appreciate that would be difficult.
Yeah.
But you obviously do enjoy it, because otherwise why would you do it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's just it's a bit scary, but it's fine.
What's Peter like?
Peter's so nice. Like, he is so nice. We'll go down to the lunch hall for lunch and he'll be sitting there at the table with everybody, the whole crew, just sitting there. You won't even know he's there.
Yeah, I've met him a few times. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's
always
so nice.
Always smiley.
Yeah.
He's not very starry. He's not like, you don't feel like you can't approach him.
No, he's so nice. Every time you see him, hello, good morning, how are you, how's the show? He's so nice. It makes my life easier because it's like, he's so welcoming, so I feel much better like performing and being on tour there. It's really good.
Oh, that's good. So,
we mentioned Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Well, I've done it twice.
Okay. Have you?
Yes.
Okay,
I have. So the first time I did it, I was 12.
Right.
And it was just me and my friend Terrell, and we did a little duo, dance duo, got to the semi-final.
Okay.
Then the following year, I did it with my dance group, and we got semi-final again.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Thank you.
But it's quite a lot of intense work for like what is a real short burst of attention, isn't it, on Britain's Got Talent? Because you do the audition round, and then basically the actual live shows are all finished in like 2 weeks or something, aren't they? What was it like?
Britain's Got Talent. Oh, well, at the time for me it was really exciting because I was only 12. I think, yeah, I'm gonna go on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. The judges.
I'm gonna be a new. I'm gonna be the judge.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. And it was just like, it was really scary. I remember being really, really scared backstage, just because I'm only 12 and I'm thinking, oh gosh, I've got the whole world watching me. I'm like, what am I gonna do? What am I forget? But no, it was a really good experience. I'm much more confident now, I think, because of those kind
really?
Of shows. Yeah.
Well, Britain's Got Talent is one of the most viewed programs in the country still, which is funny because when you look at X Factor, which has slowly over the years kind of decreased in the amount of people watching it, Britain's Got Talent still massive.
I feel like it's because it's not just like a singing show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get all the acts on there. You have silly acts. You have the
comedy,
dance act.
Comedy
yeah.
Acts
you have magic shows. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like because there's more variety, more people are watching it.
It's a bit old school, old fashioned British. Entertainment,
yeah,
like
exactly. Variety.
Yeah.
Like everyone wants to see a dog do some tricks.
Yeah,
on the wheel,
you know
like.
That.
So, what's kind of your long-term plan? Obviously, you're singing at the minute with Peter, but you're also dancing. You've done theatre. You're kind of covering
done
all
so
bases.
Much in so little years. Like it's amazing.
I don't want to say this is what I'm going to do, and that's that. It's just there's so many avenues that I can go down. So at the moment, obviously, I'm working on my pop music. So I wanna dive properly into that. I don't feel like I've really dived into it yet. I've just jumped in. I haven't really gone to my full potential. So I wanna see how that goes. But then I've also got musical theatre. And I love musical theatre. I trained in musical theatre. I went to Sylvia Young for my secondary school. So that's musical theatre was literally like my base before
Got
the
it.
Whole pop song and stuff. But also my dance, and I love teaching dance too, so I don't know.
You are a triple threat.
Yeah, triple, yeah. People got to watch out for this one. Like, she can dance, sing, act. Just keep doing what you're doing. Always do what feels right and don't feel over pressure. But I think you've got your head screwed on already. She's probably like, I already know.
I'm aware.
I've been doing this since I was 12. But no, you look like you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing. How many songs do you perform for the show?
Right, so when I have two different sets. So when I do a 30-minute show, I think I perform about five
nice,
or six.
Yeah, so that's good, like 20
I've just added in an extra one, so six now. Then for the 15-minute, I do 4.5.
Nice.
So okay. I just give a little bit of sauce for the last song, like a little bit, but not the whole thing. And then I just say, bye.
And is it your own songs? Or are you doing any covers? Or
yeah, I do covers and my own songs. I kind of like mix them up in the middle.
It's probably the best
nice.
Way to
I
do
like
it,
that.
Right?
Yeah, because you need something that they can relate to as well. Like, there's no point me singing five of my own songs because no one's going to know any of them. So it's good to like get
slide
something
them in
they
here
know.
And there.
Yeah. Then they've got in the mood and now they're hearing my song. They're like, yeah, I like this song. And then it goes back to something they know. But yeah, it's good.
What kind of artists do you like?
Oh, well, I like everything, really. I literally listen to a lot of Afrobeats or UK grime or American. I just listen to everything, really, but it's not necessarily what I sing.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. Everyone's like, oh. Because
it's good to open your eyes to all the music and take little bits from what you like.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends, really.
Do you get involved with the production side, or on the songwriting and all of that, or are you kind of just go
in
and
get out? Yeah, the songwriting.
Okay.
The songwriting, yeah. I wrote my first song, Let Me Be, I wrote all of that by myself.
Oh, wow.
So that was the first song that I did, and I wrote all of that. And then we just wrote another one. And I had help with that one, but I still write.
It's like co-writing, isn't it? Yeah,
I try and write as much as I can, just because then I feel like it is really my song, not a song that I'm singing that someone else wrote.
And yeah, you can feel some ownership over it. I can imagine that. Was it like that when you were in the band?
Yeah, we wrote a hell of a lot of our own songs, but then like yourself, like there'll be times where we'd have like a co-writer, like when especially when we're in the US as well, they love to co-write the crap out of songs, so you just
is
have
that
to
literally
work along.
Like, so you might have a song ready to go, and then they'll just be like, "Don't like this line, change it to something else."
And
like
I
that.
Get a credit,
and that will be £10,000. Thank you very much.
It was like with Neo and stuff like that. So we were a bit like, "Oh, let's just let him do what he wants to do, and then we can tell him if we like it or not." But no, it's good to write, and it shows a part of you for the song as well, and realistic to what your life almost, you know, and what you like and stuff. But do you do like choreography? Do you dancing and stuff as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god,
good.
I can't wait. I need to.
That.
I'm gonna have a look.
Well, that's. I started teaching hip hop when I was about 11.
Oh wow, so you were
teaching?
Amazing.
Yeah, teaching it.
Jeez,
I used to teach to them, like obviously younger children, older children. I still teach it now. Wow. Which is really fun. Yeah, I love teaching.
That's always a good backup to have as well, isn't
it?
Because you never know where these careers can lead you to, and teaching is a very valuable resource.
Yeah, yes, for me, it really helps me because I don't need to wait for a choreographer to help me put like the moves together. So for the tour, it was like a really small amount of time that I had to prepare everything. So obviously I had my manager to help me, but then I could just do the choreography myself and work out where I'm going to go. And just it just makes life easier when I know what to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, you're like a real raw artist that like literally ticks all the boxes.
Yeah,
do you know how many people
they
have to like physically teach for so long?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's really breath of fresh air to meet you.
Definitely. Well, how much longer have you got left on Peter's tour?
I finished about the 18th of March.
Okay, so about another month ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And you're enjoying it?
Yes, I am enjoying it. It's really good.
And where can we find tickets? Do you know if we want to?
All the tickets are just online. So it's just Peter Andre's 25-year celebration, and all the tickets, all the different dates will come up.
Okay. Oh,
brilliant.
And you're on social media?
I am.
Where can we follow you?
Lauren Halil, the last name's with H-A-L-I-L.
It's the same problem you have.
But I love her surname.
Yes,
mine's
good.
Barabba. Oh. So... So, girlfriend.
I get people can say it, but like, how do you spell that? And I get halal, and everyone thinks I'm a meat, and I'm just like.
I think it's when when there's double. Right, this is really geeky, but when you got like double letters, people get a bit confused about which one's a double letter and which one isn't.
Yeah,
and
I like the halal,
though. It's really nice.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate
you. Thank you so much
for coming into
me.
The studio.
Thank you.
We're going to play a bit of Clean Bandit now.
Ooh.
Into that.
Yeah.
I never meant to leave you hurting. I never meant to do the worst thing, not to you. 'Cause every time I read your message, I wish it wasn't one of your exes. No, I'm the fool. Since you've been gone, been dancing on my own. This boy's up in my zone, but they can't turn me on. 'Cause baby, you're the only one I'm coming for. I can't take no more, no more, no more. I wanna fool, but I'm broken hearted.
Cry, cry, cry.
But I like to party.
Touch, touch, touch.
But I got nobody here on my own. I wanna fool. So
no.
FUBAR Radio.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
I think you could rival her for a job there. Right? That's really good. We have our final guest. Well, technically final, but you've brought someone along with you, haven't you?
Special guest.
Oh, I've done it the wrong microphone. Leah from Shipwrecks.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
How was that as an experience? It was. I think everyone was a bit surprised that Channel 4 decided to bring it back, weren't they?
I think I was a bit surprised that Channel 4 wanted to bring it back. It was the most incredible experience I have ever had the opportunity to do. So it was mad. Like, it was like a whirlwind of different kind of emotions, but it was incredible. It was so amazing.
So you got to go to the Cook Islands. which are about as far away from here as you can possibly get.
Really? Literally. So I used to live in New Zealand anyway, so traveling.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, so traveling down there was not an issue for me.
Okay.
So I moved there, and I was there for a year when I was 13.
Wow.
So
okay.
Actually being down that way was a breeze. Like, the flat was absolutely fine, but it was absolutely amazing.
Was it always nice weather? Because that's the one thing I've kind of... I had a friend, I was just saying off air, I had a friend who did the original series back in the day, and he said that it basically rained all the time, and they just showed the times when it didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said you were constantly wet and constantly covered in sand. Was it like that?
I mean, I was there for about 3 weeks. So the first week I got to, like, do some shoots and got to get over the jet lag a little bit. But while I was there, it was it's cloudy, but it's still so warm.
The humidity is so sweaty. Yeah.
I think there was only one time that it actually rained, and when it rained like you.
Well, weren't you lucky?
Yeah.
Well, I'm totally pleased for you. I'm glad you had a lovely time. Thanks so much for coming in.
Had the best.
But there were. Confession time. I watched the first episode.
Oh my God,
and I was like, I'm going to catch up with it. And
joking.
Then it was finished. So I was like, oh, so I've got quite a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, kind of.
But I've seen some clips.
Okay.
And there was some drama that went on on the island, wasn't there?
Yeah. I feel like as soon as I got there, like, it was kind of full of drama. It was I'm quite an outgoing character, but being put in that situation where you're having a boat thrown in and there's five of you going in as new islanders and there's so many people there already, it was so overwhelming.
Yeah, I bet.
And then, because you're being filmed straight away and there's cameras everywhere, like, it was so overwhelming. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to get thrown into the deep end and just go with it, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You
just
got to go with it.
How did you cope with, like, on-screen drama? I guess at the time when you're filming, you don't know what's going to get shown, do you?
I'm a really laid-back person, so I don't really do confrontational, like, situations. Like, it's just not me. So I kind of try and avoid it, but there were some things that you just couldn't avoid.
And especially in that kind of environment, you're always with the same people.
You haven't got your
TV, your radio.
Literally.
You can't go and have a bath. Like, it must be... It's all of your, like, kind of necessities taken away from you. Even though you're in a beautiful, like, place.
Yeah.
But it's, like, totally different living. Like, the stress must have, got to you if there was some people, you know... playing up.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, when I first got there, I had a little bit of an issue with one of the guys there, which kind of became a bit of a storyline for me within the show. That came my main thing. So what the five last arrivals were all about, which was what I was part of, was the decision maker of which team we wanted to join, and the five people that were going to then join the teams got obviously the decision on who was going to win the show. So it was all down to the last five to make that decision on who they wanted to win. So it was a lot of pressure, but it was fun. It was so exciting. It was a roller coaster of emotions, but it was the best thing in the world.
And how did it come about? Was there an audition process or?
So I model on the side. So my agent just messaged me and said, you know what? I know you don't normally go for TV shows, but there's this opportunity that's coming up. Do you want to go for it?
Do you want to go to the Cook Islands for 2 weeks?
Do you want to go? It never actually got shown that it was going to be the Cook Islands. So you didn't really know where it was going to be. And it was only within the last week or two that I found out that it was going to be the Cook Islands. And then you're like, oh my God.
Were you Googling it?
It was amazing. So, but other than that, you were just in the dark. Like, they were just trying to keep it a secret. Like, even the interview process was really crazy. Like, you could not speak to hardly anyone. That's
really?
That's an insider. So.
I bet.
Yeah, wow.
Now, you've actually brought one of your co-stars with you, haven't you?
So, this is Sean. So
Sean.
We actually won the show.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah.
Team Tiger.
But you had to... Now, you come in, Sean. Come sit here.
This is Sean.
Wow. Yay.
Congratulations to the winners.
Thank you.
Did you have to share out all the money?
We did.
Well, I heard you hadn't seen the show, so...
I've only seen the first episode.
So there's a bit of a twist at the end.
Okay.
So we do win... Basically, the Tigers win, but... There's a twist on how the money's split.
Okay.
So if you want to find out...
Okay, don't tell me then, because I will catch up on it. Well, I didn't realise it, because it only... Was it like 2 or 3 weeks it was on for?
Well, that's the thing, like, and Lee will agree. So there's 3 days that are condensed down into a one-hour show. So so much of the stuff, a lot of the footage was missed and lost.
Yeah.
And watching it back, like, I was like, oh my God, they haven't added this in, they haven't added that in.
Yeah, we were a little bit gutted, really, at times. because there were some really nice moments. Like, for instance, before I got there, the guys had letters from their families that were there, and you guys didn't get to see that, which was a bit sad because obviously it was a really emotional time for them. And they'd been in, I think it was like 5 weeks at that point.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah. So, and that would have been a real good like connection that everyone would have had together, and then the audience probably would have connected with the guys a lot more. So it was, that was a bit of a tough one that the guys missed out on.
Do you think it was brought back because of the success of Love Island?
I just feel like a lot of people are comparing it to Love Island, but Shipwrecked was around years before Love Island came out. And I know a lot of the format has changed for the show. It's less survival, and it's more about people living together and their interactions on the show. But obviously there were romances on the show, but it was nothing like Love Island, was it?
No, not at all. Like, honestly, I had to bath in the sea. Like, I'd think
what were you expecting?
Like, I don't know. I mean, you've got the choice of being in a little shower, though. You know, like a bottle of water that you could just throw over your head. But honestly, like, I was scrubbing a pot of sand as, like, my little scourer. Yeah. Like, in the sea.
But your skin was lovely.
Yeah, I was gleaming, hon. Like, but Sean literally was my best friend in that. Every morning we'd wake up together, didn't we?
Yeah. So I went in, so there's new arrivals every week, every 3 days, and I was the only person who went in by themselves. So I was like totally blown away by the whole situation. I had a lot of people went in twos, and she went in with four other people. So you kind of had that person to rely on, and I was literally just like thrown in with these cameras, and everyone had already made friends, and I was just like, so when Leah came, I was like, thank God, someone who's in the same boat as me.
One thing I do know, though, Sean, is that you did have a bit of a romance.
I did, yes.
Because, you know, if there's a gay on the telly, everyone's talking if they're having a romance, and I happen to know these things. What happened with that?
I mean, on the show, you're miles away from real life, and I just think coming back to London, I found it very hard to date in London anyway, just because of how it is in London, and it's very fast-paced, and I kind of thought that it would fall apart when I moved back to London. Came back to London.
And it did.
we're still speaking, and we speak every day, and it didn't work out.
I think that's quite natural. I can understand why that
it was a lot of pressure.
There was a lot of pressure. I mean, I think the worst part of it all was we had to keep everything a secret up until now.
Yeah.
So I think that was the hardest part for us. We had to go back to normality after we've just had this. Oh my God, we flew back on the Friday, landed back into the UK on the Sunday. I was back in work on the Monday. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like,
you need like a good couple of weeks.
Decompressed.
But we jumped straight back into normality, and you had to, didn't we? We had kind of no other choice.
And like, even if, let's say I was like dating the other guy on the show, we weren't allowed to post anything about it. So it kind of felt like a secret anyway. Like, it was really bizarre. And now that we can post about it, it's like
posting. You don't want it.
Yeah, like I'm getting like photos sent through from Channel 4 of me and Chris together. I'm like, oh, it's the only content I've got.
What about you, Lydia? Was there any romantic?
Did you like anyone? Yeah.
I just had an argument with this guy, literally the whole time.
What, because you liked him? Or?
I mean, so the first night that we got there, they love a bit of truth and dare. They absolutely love a bit of truth and dare.
The worst game you can
literally
play.
Literally, it's like the only game where everyone feels that they can
bond.
We
snogged.
So we were in the situation where I was like to Sean, oh, Sean, you've got a dare. If you need to kiss someone, I don't mind it being me. Like, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable with anyone, so I'll let you kiss me. Winner. So the first night I got there and I got kissed by this guy called Troy. So, and then he kind of said something at the point of, we need all the numbers that we can get in the competition right now. And that was just a bit like, I'm not just a number. You're joking. So that kind of caused a bit of an argument, caused quite a lot of friction. I didn't know whether I wanted to join the team or not. And we just kept arguing all the time. We used to just go for chats all the time and just argue.
Arguing to this day.
We still argue to this day.
Well, have you kind of, obviously you two have met up since you've done it. Is there a crowd of you that are still hanging out together?
So there's WhatsApp groups, there's the Tigers and the Sharks. And then when the show started going live, they put us all into like a massive Shipwreck group chat, which I had to leave. It was too much. There was like 100 people in there. People were like kicking off at each other when they saw something about them on the show.
Of course.
But Jesus, like months ago, don't people move on?
I know, but it's like stuff that people
they didn't
expect
know
to be
yeah.
said.
Right, okay.
And
be like, oh, you're a really nice person. It, she's right weird.
I'm like, hang on a minute.
But yeah, all the Tigers are still in contact. Like, we've had like multiple nights out.
We see each other like every week, don't we? Yeah, every single week we all see each other.
You must bond so much faster than in the real world, don't you? Because you're just there always together.
Yeah, definitely. But then what's annoying is if they say anything about you on TV at the time, you're like, why have you said that?
But then that's just the nature of it, isn't it? But you're being asked to comment on stuff that's happening at that time.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the original series back in the day?
I loved it.
Was that why you wanted to do it? Having,
I mean, I feel like I actually didn't watch it. Like, obviously, you know about Shipwrecked, you know some of the people that have been on it, but I don't really think you can actually see the episodes anymore. You can only see little clips on YouTube.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that I found, because I tried to get a bit of an insight of what I was getting myself in for, but there wasn't anything that I could really get a hold of.
And I think it's very different to how it was for our
year.
I just don't think people realise how long we were actually there, because I was in it for 6 or 7 episodes, which people see 1 hour in one day, but I was there in total for over a month.
Yeah. So mad, isn't it? Gosh.
So I just don't think that comes across well in the show, but it literally was like intense, a long period of time being away, and it's literally the other side of the world. Like, you can't get any further.
Literally, you cannot. Yeah. I remember watching my friend do it, and there was an episode where he drank his own pee.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah. For a cube of jelly.
I think I read that in an article.
Yeah.
For a cube of jelly.
I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do, man.
But they used to, I mean, they were really on like starvation rations.
The thing is with that though, because of the heat and things over there, it just wasn't, and how much that they were wanting of us, it just wasn't realistic. We didn't have the energy. You don't have the energy on the things that we were on then. So it was really difficult to kind of pick yourself up. So I think that's why this year they changed it, because they wanted a bit more, didn't they?
Yeah, they didn't want to be miserable.
You're just drained. Yeah.
Right. They wanted happy people on the agenda.
You'd just be lying there on the line.
Are you both hoping that it will lead to more TV stuff?
Yeah, where would you like to go from here?
Do you want to go first? I'll go first. So I already work for a magazine, and I got contacted for the show through my Instagram, which is, it's quite a large following anyway. So I would like but I do a lot of like sponsor stuff and a bit of modelling and all that kind of stuff on the side of my actual job. So I'd like to do more of that maybe, and just see what happens really. I mean, it's just ended and
If I'm honest, I really don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I know that we've got a load of things coming up, like, so we're trying to get all the Tigers together for some PAs. We've got photo shoots that are coming up. We're going to try and do a bit more TV. But if I'm honest, I don't have, like, a path that I want to go down that I know that I want to do. Yeah. I'm just open to the different opportunities
see
that
what
are coming.
Feels right and just
definitely.
It, yeah.
Like, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just kind of go with the flow and just be happy about it.
Yeah, I like that.
Because we both didn't even expect Shipwrecked to happen itself. So that like a curveball in life, so anything can happen really.
Like, I had to tell my boss like 4 days before I was going.
Wow, so you couldn't even tell
like
him
I prepped him a little bit, but he was like, Leah, when are you going? I'm like, I don't know. And he was like, Leah, seriously, like, you can't leave me in limbo like this. And then I was like,
what do you do in your day job?
So I'm a recruiter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think I'm like the only one that has like a normal job.
I have a normal job.
But you have like a really fun, like, oh, I work at like Attitude Magazine. And I'm a recruiter.
Still, whatever pays your wages.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for
I will
us.
Catch up with it. On,
please watch it,
because
I actually think you'll love it. You can catch up on 4OD, and it can be your binge
it
on a
will,
Sunday.
This weekend.
Everyone to binge this Sunday, let's
Hangover
all do it together.
Watch.
Good chat. Well, not for me anymore, because I'm not drinking.
Yeah, no, so I don't drink anyway.
So thanks so much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it. That's all right. No, appreciated. Let's play a little bit of Madonna. I was feeling the island vibes, bit of Madonna, bit
like
of Holiday.
On the beach right there.
We were just having a little brief chat off air about Mucciacchisi Siobhan, because I said I went to go see them but when they did their gig at Scala. And they were quite good. You said you were hoping that it worked out for them.
Yeah, me too. Like, because I'm a fan, like, of people who can actually sing live. That's the first one for me.
Number one.
And, like, you know, like, with good songwriting and great vocals, like, you can't make that. Like, you have to be, it has to come from a human being.
Yeah.
Come from a place of, like, inside your heart. So, and I know each girl is so talented in completely different ways, and them together would have been beautiful.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have Sugar Babes versus MKS one day. That'll
or just all of us together on a stage. Who
yes, that would be brilliant.
Six of us.
Who are you leaving out? Well, Amo, you've still got the tour going. Do you know where the dates are next? What's coming up?
Yes. So we've got the one that's closer to here is... So I've just come back from Aberdeen. We're next in Norwich until the 2nd of March. Then we're in Sheffield, Plymouth. Brighton is always a good one for your party, Gareth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got Wimbledon on the 23rd to the 27th of April. So anyone who's kind of local can go there.
But fab.
Yeah, so it's just a fun show that will literally... kill you with laughter.
That's what people want hilarious. These days, especially in these troubled times.
Exactly, we all got to laugh.
And now, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Please do come back.
Yeah, I would love
sometime.
To.
To play us out, we're going to play your favourite Sugar Babe song.
Oh, lovely.
About you now.
Here it is.
Until next week, everyone. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
It was so easy that night. Should have been strong.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.